This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jones and Keith, WEEI, on this Friday as the Red Sox return from the All-Star break. Sox and Cubs, 2:20 first pitch right here on WEEI. Jones off today. Laney has slid over. Fitzy is joining us as well. And we are just a few days away from Patriots training camp this Wednesday. First practice for the Patriots. The Jones and Keith program will be in the house for all of training camp practice. Oh, that's right, Fitzy. We will be there. High above. Man. Yep, looking over the fields.
All the jerseys, practice access. Wow.
Things are going pretty great. It's a good time to be us.
A soda fridge in the room behind us.
And unlimited Mountain Dews.
Yeah, you get Diet Pepsis, yeah. Mountain Dews, Aquafinas, the drink, not the actress. Sure. Like, that's awesome.
Biggest storyline for you going into camp this year is what?
Can the offensive line not be the 32nd ranked offensive line in the NFL?
Yeah.
Like to me, everything on this team, I full well expect the defense to be at least top half of the league, if not potentially top 12, top 10. I'm a big buyer on Milton Williams being able to play more than 47% of the snaps and be a plus level addition to both Barmore's output and the defense's pressure rate as well, because they had 19 sacks last year, 9.5 literally came in one game against the Bears.
Yep.
And I think Gonzo and Carlton Davis is going to be locked down, and everyone says Spillane is going to be all of our new favorite player on the Patriots. But the offensive line is legitimately five. I can't believe they spent all this time, all this draft capital, boys, and all this money, and yet there are still five question marks right across the offensive line. You know, does Sling Blade with velociraptor arms, is he going to be good enough to hold up at left tackle in the NFL?
Where do you stand on him? I know you guys talk about
him. I think he's all right.
Yeah, okay.
If he can play like he sound bites, he'll be a nice addition.
He does sound great. I'll give him that. He sounds like $1 million.
I've heard he likes French fried potatoes.
And I'll die for my quarterback. Billy Lanny, you and I should go out sometime and get smash burgers.
Done and done.
Nasty. Yeah. All right. But like, you know, Will Campbell, I love what he says. I love everything about him. But, like, he starts the season with a draw of Max Crosby, a face full of Jalen Phillips, and the $41 million man in T.J. Watt. Other than that, enjoy life in the NFL, Rook. Like, yep. That's a test and a half.
Hot start.
We don't know who the left guard is. It might be Cole Strange. It might be Layden Robinson. Maybe it's rookie center slash guard Jared Wilson. Who knows? Who's the center? Is it Garrett Bradbury, who was 42nd ranked of, you know, 47 centers last year in pass pro? He stinks at that. He's like diet Ryan Wendell. I don't know if he's going to hold up or if he's going to win the job over Strange, Ben Brown, Wilson. Mike Onwenu, I've heard, is close to 400 pounds and hasn't played near up to his contract.
That could be a good thing, though. Hoss of the week? Nick, you think Hoss of the week, 400 pounder?
Measurements for it.
Gotta be. Gotta be in the
Hoss
running.
Hoss and a half.
Okay.
He hasn't lived up to that deal.
No, friend of the show, Mike Onwenu. Yeah, he's had his ups and downs. They've also moved in positions. If they just tell him, hey, you're the right guard all season, I feel like that's probably better than flip-flopping back and forth from tackle to guard.
There's still
400 pounds is a
it's a lot. Big, it's a lot of person.
That's a big dude.
That's
not a lot of pulling guard. It's not a lot of pulling guard there.
It's trouble on Spirit and Southwest for sure.
Yeah.
And then over at right tackle, like Morgan Moses, the guy seems to be an instant captain and spiritual leader of the team. And there's seem to be very many obvious reasons, Rich, why they signed him.
Yep.
But he's 35. You know, he isn't, you know, he's got his own, comes with his own injury concerns. You know, can he play 17 games? You know, will Caden Wallace be ready to step in if necessary at right tackle as well?
So I'll tell you, the way you lay it,
the offensive line,
the way you lay it out, it's kind of depressing.
Right.
Because I was like,
Bradford yesterday, Fitzy today.
Geez,
taking
guys.
The wind out of our sails.
Because everyone just keeps saying like, the offensive line, they fixed the O-line. We won't be the worst. I know, but like,
I think you're listening to too much Coldplay. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, if somebody could have just at least treated me to a star full of skies this week, then maybe I'd be more optimistic.
I feel like because I've been looking at it where they improved at every position, but that is said with like, it's barely a compliment because of how bad they were at most positions. So I'm with you. You bring up a good point because I think Will Campbell individually is such a swing player performance for the season. You either have a really good left tackle or you have a guy that might have to play guard. Like The possible outcomes on him specifically are all over the place.
Did you guys find it odd, though, that Mike Vrabel spoke? Sorry, but I just wanted to throw this one other thing in there. Like, did you guys find it odd that Vrabel talked at one point about how people said Peter Skoronski, who obviously plays for his former team, the Titans, they wondered if he would be a guard tackle? And he had basically the same measurables as Zach Martin and Will Campbell.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this guy's a guard. But for some reason, even with all those measurables, they're like, I don't know, Will Campbell's a left tackle. Like, I just always found that a bit curious.
So my one thing that I am somewhat confident that they view Campbell strictly as a tackle is the report that came out right after the draft that in the second round they really wanted, was it Jonah Williams? Who was the guard that went?
The guy that went 37 overall to Miami.
They wanted a guard. So if they actually got the guy they wanted, I don't think they would have gone guard. I think they would have gone tackle.
No.
Like, right? Like, he's playing tackle until he absolutely falls on his face.
Yeah.
Then that's how I view it. So I'm with you. The offensive line's a good one. For me, it's Steph Diggs. Like, I'll start with the big shiny object that they just got. It's Steph Diggs because that's another guy. If he's out there and productive, that's a huge positive for the offense, for Drake May, for anything McDaniels wants to do. Flip side, if he's either not available due to health or just is an older receiver and broken down, then they're in big trouble at receiver because they have nobody else to rely on other than him, and he comes in with all the question marks that he does.
We get him in week one?
I hope so, obviously.
The videos he's posted, he looks great. But again, that's like against nobody and no pads on.
So maybe the next 2 weeks we'll have a better sense of it. I'm going to say yes. I'll be positive he was at, I know not all of the OTAs, but at some of the OTAs. He wasn't participating in everything, but he was at least out there. So mm-hmm. I'll say yes. Maybe he is one of these guys that recovers quickly from the ACL and he's out there week one.
A lot of eyes on him next week.
Billy, I'm all in on him being available week one.
Nice.
Okay.
You know. Look, you know, Welker came back after tearing his ACL in January of 2010. Wasn't really right that whole season. Obviously, his game was completely predicated on those quick cut slants and short open routes. But you can look at a guy like Diggs, who seems to be freakish, an athletic freak, like kind of an X-Man. Maybe there's a little bit of that Adrian Peterson tears his ACL. 9 months later, he runs for 2,000 yards. Like, he looks fantastic.
He does.
Like, he looks like he's ready for the season. And guys, what Steph Diggs does on the sideline and in the wide receiver meeting room and in training camp is almost as important as what he's going to do on the field, because if he challenges all the receivers, makes them up their game, and as he said in that recent video with Kendrick Bourne, opens up his, quote, two toolboxes so as to learn all the wide receivers how to play in the NFL, then, you know, maybe, just maybe, you get the $23 million in value. By the way, I'm going to smash the Steph Diggs touchdown prop. It's 4.5.
I'll take the over. Yeah, I'll take the over on that. Who do you think,
-115? Get out of here. That's free money.
Who do you think the second best wide receiver on the team is?
Right now, it'll be Pop Douglas.
Yeah.
I'd say I'd probably rank him Pop, Bourne, Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because we've seen all the other guys. So I'm with you. I have Kyle Williams higher than maybe he should be, only because it's sort of the unknown.
What's the midday's consensus on Booty? I probably should put Kayshawn Booty.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sorry.
We're pro. We're pro.
Walked right into that one.
Yep. I think he's
like Kayshawn Booty. What do we think?
Couple different outcomes, I guess. He's at risk of being cut, just sort of like the odd man out, because he wasn't drafted by Vrabel. He was productive at times last year, but also in an offense that somebody needed to catch the ball. Somebody needed to have right. the yards. So, yeah, I don't think he's a lock by any stretch to make the team.
Like a make-or-break year for him?
I mean, it might be a make-or-break camp. Like, I don't even know if he makes – like, they can only keep, what, six receivers probably? And if Diggs is healthy, you have Diggs, and then you have your rookie Kyle Williams. They just signed Mack Hollins. Pop Douglas is ahead of him.
Bourne
should be ahead of him. And then Jalen Polk, I think, stinks, but he was a second-round pick and would probably get the tiebreaker over Booty.
And Javon Baker and his maturity issues.
Yeah, he's not gonna make it.
No one has stood up in the wheelchair. You have, the popcorn went stale.
Efton Chisholm III, people are excited about.
You have to refer to him by his full name. Living legend and future Patriots Hall of Famer, Efton Chisholm III. People are just... His hype train is way too big. It's like picked up a lot of extra weight. But everyone said, like, in OTAs and minicamp, best player on the defensive side of the ball by far was Christian Gonzalez. Player that popped the most on offense, Efton Chisholm.
Yeah, and Vrabel loved him. Vrabel went on and on and on about him. So that's another guy to watch. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. He joins us next. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? On Efton Chisholm real quick. Vrabel was calling him all offseason trying to get him over here on that, you know, on the undrafted list. So him and McDaniels were calling him, like, personally. So you got to think he's going to have a chance on the defense. You know, there's a lot of guys, but Keon White, for me, you know, we'll give him a pass last year. You know, he looks the part, but you think he's going to get after it. And watch the fourth round safety, the guy Woodson from California. Mm-hmm. He might make some guys expendable. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Curran yesterday, you guys were asking him about surprise cuts, and he went with Kyle Duggar as one of them. So,
and ESPN just listed Kyle Duggar as their comeback player of the year candidate on the Patriots.
Nice.
But, so, listen, who knows?
And he got votes on ESPN.
He did. He was like, he wasn't a top 10 safety, but he was, I think, an honorable mention.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
He had a lousy, I mean, I know he was injured and that ankle, his wheel was bum all year, but
no, he wasn't.
Almost everybody on that defense last year deserves a pass. Like, it was such the spine was gutted immediately with no Barmore, no Bentley. You lose Peppers to his whole fracas a couple weeks in. Like, the spine of the defense was gone. Everyone was playing out of position. Oh, and they were being coached horribly by somebody way in over their head.
Wasn't it Keon White actually the one that was saying when they're asking about Vrabel? He's like, well, now I feel like I actually have a coach. Wasn't that him?
Yep.
Oh, so. Yeah. And back in December, he said to Karen Gregan, you know, I'm going to have to reevaluate things if things stay this way. You know, I don't know if this is the best for my career. There's things I wish I could tell you about what's going on with this defense, but I can't, like mess. It.
All right, very good. If you want to get in on the Patriots, you can at 617-779-7937. Red Sox baseball this afternoon, taking on the Cubs. But coming up next, it's our week in review on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones was in the first couple of days. He has taken the last few off. He will return on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. Fitzy hanging out with us for the rest of the program here today. Red Sox baseball comes your way. 1:20 with the pregame. Sox and Cubs from Wrigley at 2:20 with the first pitch. So on Monday, I had my big Superman review. Saw Superman over the weekend. Did a spoiler-free review. So it started out very much as a Superman review, and then like everything else on this show, turned into something completely different. I saw three superheroes this week, Jones. Lionel Messi, Garrett Crochet, and Superman. I need one more for a Mount Rushmore Monday.
It's kind of a shot at your dad. I thought you saw your dad.
And my dad, the big four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
83% of the critics on Rotty Tees give it a thumbs up. 93% from the audience.
That's our number.
We're the people's.
We're with the people.
The people's reviewers.
Yes.
I would be one of those 93%. This movie was excellent. If you're a dog fan, Crypto.
Superdog,
yeah.
Bounty Hunter?
What was it?
No, not Dog the Bounty Hunter. No, he's not in it, sadly. There are some cameos, but not by Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And no Bev.
Or Bev. Okay. Are they either one of
us? I don't believe Dog is with us. I'm not sure about Bev. Wouldn't be
this is
Beth passed away. Dog's still with us.
Oh, I got it backwards.
Flipped it on you.
Wow.
How about that?
It was Bev or Beth?
Beth.
Beth.
I thought it was Bev.
No.
Apologies to Beth up there.
Good summer movie. I would say for me right now, Sinners remains the number one movie of 2025 that may be impossible to catch. But this is right up there. I'm going to go 5.5 out of 6. Not a full 6.
5.5 out of 6?
Yeah, buddy. We learned a lot in that clip.
Yeah, we did.
Beth is arresting criminals in the sky right now. Her name is never Bev.
She won't make it. She's not going to make it to Wrigleyville for the pregame?
She won't be there having a Chicago dog. No. That's not happening.
No Portillo's for Beth.
No. So I happen to like Superman. Fitzy didn't like it as much as me, but he liked it nonetheless. Mike Francesa, meanwhile, did not care for Superman.
What I'm getting into is this stunk as for someone who's a old-time TV show Superman guy trying to get entertained for a couple hours and wants to see Superman, this movie was pure torture to sit through. Torture. I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. I didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see. Then there's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog? I mean, we all like dogs, okay? And I didn't like the dog getting beat on in the movie. It bothered me. But hey, who came up with a dog with a cape? When did that arrive? I watched Superman for years on television. I never saw a dog with a cape. This movie is so bad that if you asked me to go sit through it again, I would want major, major cash before I could do it. Okay? It was pure torture.
You're not a fan.
What did he go in there expecting?
I don't know. He just told you, Superman flirting with Lois and solving crime.
Like, he wanted him to be a cop.
He was harkening back to the George Reeves TV show, you know, from the 50s.
Which also is when Crypto the Superdog debuted, was in the 50s. Also, Hawk Girl made her first appearance in 1940. So these aren't exactly new characters that are
He called her Hawk something or else. I'm surprised he didn't call her Hawk Tua.
Now, like we said, that's a different show. That's a different show altogether. I had a chance to meet a rock star this week, Fitzy.
Whoa.
Yep, that's right. On Tuesday, a rock star was in the building. Greg was kind enough to introduce me to Brent Smith, the lead singer of Shinedown. Pretty sweet. They're going to be at the Garden on Saturday, so he was in the building. So I was knows I'm a Rock fan.
I was just looking this up. He's like, you're a rocker, not this guy over here.
No, look
but
at
you're,
Jones.
But you're,
look at this
you're,
square.
Square that's, over here. I think that's what they did. It. I think that's what they did. They sized me up when they walked in. They're like, no, no, no. This
he
guy
wouldn't be interested.
This guy over here is a rocker.
Yeah.
But so they'll be at the Garden on July 19th, as you said. On Saturday, you met him, and not only that,
not only that, I gave him a little fun fact about myself.
You dropped
I like
little,
to do that.
You dropped a little knowledge.
Every time I meet somebody, I tell them a little bit about myself. They're always interested in that.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, well, you have that ready, Nick, because I told him, I said, my first dance at my wedding with my mother was a Shinedown song. Now, it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, but their cover of Simple Man, incredible cover. And so that we played that all the way back on December 31st, 2011.
How about that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Some photos they took?
Yeah.
Did you
not
get
the tallest? Oh, yeah. I did take a photo with him, but it wasn't with my phone, so I may never see it again.
That's what I was wondering.
Somebody was just like, yeah, here you go.
Are you going to get a copy of that? I think it was Jackson. So
oh,
I'm
no,
sure,
Jackson?
I'm sure you'll get that.
No chance. Update on that. I did get the photos 3 days later. I was able to circle back with Jackson. Jackson got me the.
That was very Yoda of Jones. Some photos they took?
That's not how you talk.
Rich, one and many a time, whether we were doing middays with Dale or the Rich Keefe show at night, we would have the Fitzy random celebrity interaction segments, which probably now are going to earn me a sick brag, bro. Back when I used to work for K-Rock in 2005.
Sick brag, bro.
That's one
right
of many.
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Asked for it. Yeah.
We were obviously it was a rock station, and we had. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
In studio on the old afternoon show, the Booker Show, from 2 to 6, we had Brent Smith, lead singer of Shinedown, come in and do live Simple Man.
Oh hell yeah! How good was it in person?
It blew me away. It was
because
we used to play "Save Me" by Shinedown all the time.
Oh yeah,
it was in heavy rotation.
Yeah.
On the station, and then he came in and did that. Blew us all away. Amazing. I cannot believe that was a song you danced with to your mom. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was great. Great tune all around.
What a band and what a voice on that guy.
And I haven't tweeted it out yet, or I'll put it on Instagram, Rich Keefe, WEEI. He's not the biggest dude in the world, but he does maybe have the biggest voice and heart, I would say.
Got a voice and a half. Voice of an angel that wants to party.
Here is our, arguably our call of the week. Bob and Warwick.
Oh, this guy.
He was a little down.
Oh, this freaking guy.
You know this guy? I was unfamiliar with this guy.
He calls in after every day.
He was not happy with a lot of things.
The Red Sox printing World Series tickets. They might as well. They've wasted enough money on other things.
What's the matter with you, Bob? What happened? What's wrong?
Why so hurt?
What happened? Yeah. I hate the Red Sox.
Why?
Is there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, Bob. Just curious kind of as to why they are riding a 10-game heater right now, and they're currently a playoff team.
Right. Why are you so down?
They lost eight before that, or seven in a row. So they're up three. We need to prepare the losses. Yeah, Castiglione's a homer, too.
So what do you...
They got rid of him.
Is there anything... He's a Hall of Famer.
The guy is drunk!
Is there anything they can do, Bob, to get you back in?
Because he's an ass-kisser.
No, that's not true. Okay. Guy calls a good game, Bob.
It's got no voice for broadcasting.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I feel like you're really upset with something else, and you're kind of lashing out at the Red Sox.
If you learn how to talk without a lisp, it might have helped.
I can't.
Your broadcasting
I was born career. This way. If you want to make fun of me,
you're doing the best you can, but you're never going to make the big time.
Nope, I know.
Bob,
if I go to a better sports city, I would love to.
Bob, is there any way? Okay, I'm done.
He doesn't want to.
I don't even want to ask a question because he doesn't let me get it in.
No, go ahead.
Bob, is there anything? Bob?
All you do is give the scores.
Dealing with amateurs?
Jones went on vacation.
Bob?
85-77 was the score of the Fever game.
Just one question, Bob, and you can answer it however you'd like. Is there anything the Red Sox can do to get you back on board?
They need you.
Nothing.
Okay, thanks for the call.
I look forward to his... Whenever I see his call show up on the screener, I tell Hart, you have to take it.
Yeah.
He is such an absolute flash flood over your well-planned parade.
Just a stick in the mud.
I love it. He just hates him. No matter what they do. Billy, there is literally nothing you can do.
No.
There's not a flavor of ice cream you can buy for him. There is not a movie you could treat him to. There
not
is
enough
not
Colton
a card
play in the
Walmart.
World. To get
no,
that guy.
Not enough Colton. Seriously, no.
I thought it was a simple question. Because I didn't know if he was a fan who was just angry or if he just hates the Red Sox altogether. I thought it was a simple question.
Yeah. He will not viva that vita anytime soon, boys.
No, he won't.
Joyfully miserable.
We also had a chance to get some Uber stories from Rob Bradford when he was down in Atlanta for the All-Star break.
And I have a very, very complicated relationship with this. My takeaway from the All-Star game.
Yeah, let's hear it.
With Uber drivers or Lyft drivers. Boy.
What's your Uber rating?
Oh, I have a good. I go out of my. I'm paranoid about that.
Yeah, mine's
aren't
not
you guys
the best.
Paranoid about this?
I was paranoid. Mine. I took a tank one time because I took an Uber home from a beer fest once. And
no, cleanup charges.
Yeah, no, I didn't throw up, but I think the guy thought that I would. Yeah. And so he was like looking at me in the back. I'm like, can I put the window down? The guy's like, oh,
please
boy.
Do.
So I think that tanked it. But other than that, I've been.
I don't
pretty
put.
Nice.
I don't put it on don't talk to me mode because I feel like right out of the gate, right. That's like leading to
who is this guy? Is what
yeah, who's
to.
This guy? I'm going to give him a bad rating. So I'm like, oh no, I don't really want to talk to anybody. But then some of the stories are really like, what? Like I had one guy. Who was trying out for the USFL as a receiver.
Nice.
But he just smoked too much of that weed, you know,
well,
like that,
gets all of us.
He's like back in the day. He could have been the next great Birmingham Stallions wideout.
Normally, guys are like, oh, it would have been me, but I had, like, the knee injury. This guy's like, would have been me, but, you know, weed.
I just he love was, pot too
was,
much.
He was like, there's no guys in the NFL are currently smoking weed. So.
No, he was honest. And then anytime you have a guy who has self-published his own science fiction novel, you ooh. Know, is, you know
have a copy in the backseat?
I don't think it's, like, a hard copy.
It.
Yeah,
it's all up here.
But you know that's a wild ride.
Did you tell him you were a writer?
Unfortunately,
okay, so,
yeah.
Right. So that's what it was.
Billy, it's just two writers just chopping it up.
I get it, right.
So there you go.
Bradfoe has got to be, like, the best guest to have in the backseat of an Uber or Lyft.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, he's the rideshare dream. He'll just keep you entertained the whole way.
All right, so in addition to Fitzy's late entry, we have two finalists for Brag of the Week. So you guys need to determine which was the better brag. Was it Mike and Randolph?
You know, I was talking about this with one of my buddies.
Sick brag, bro.
Possible. All right, that's one contender. Or was it Josh in Nashua?
The AC is going.
Sick brag, bro.
And I'm on the iPhone, and I can't really, I don't know how to really navigate this thing. It's freaking new, so.
Sick brag, bro.
Air conditioner and a new iPhone.
So sitting in the AC and a brand new iPhone or talking to
friends.
A buddy. Talking to friends.
I don't know. I think my vote goes to talking to some buddies.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about this with one of my buddies.
Sick brag.
It's true.
Bro.
Anybody can buy an iPhone.
Sure.
Anybody can
sure.
buy an AC.
This guy's got a friend.
To have a buddy.
Every house comes
something.
With them these days, Billy, but like to have a buddy you can talk
good
to
point.
About sports.
Great point.
Very good point.
All right, there you go. There is our week in review. You can
is your rate? What is your Uber rating?
4.60.
That's not bad.
It's not great. Billy's is 4.92.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
but I think that also has to do like it takes a lot for me to not give you 5 stars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And even if it's like something happens when I'm as close to an accident or death, you're getting 4. You know what I mean?
Like, no, but do they rate you every time you think? Or sometimes they don't? Oh, they do.
I assume it's the same way. Like when you get out of the car. Your phone vibrates. Yeah. It's like, give us a rating, give us a tip, and I think they get the same thing.
I had an Uber driver reach out, and he was like, yeah, Keith, that's a bad score. He's like, I'm leery of anybody that has that score. And I was
really?
Like, oh, man. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm like, I'm usually polite. I'm on
once.
Time. I'm in the right spot. I don't know what the problem is. I think I must have gotten like all one star. I don't use it a ton. So like one or two bad scores I think would really
use it a pretty fair amount.
Okay.
And The sick brag, bro.
Yeah.
There was one time I was coming home from a restaurant in New York City, and it was several bottles of wine later, and I think I told the driver, just like, this is one star.
One star.
I was pie-eyed and sweaty, and he was like, oh, this guy sucks. Yeah, get out of here.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right, we have Red Sox baseball coming your way with the pregame at 1:20, so we're going to bump up the grab bag. We will do that coming up next. Fitzy's hanging out. It's Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.